Butterbeer surely grow up in the northern states.
Yeah.
I've never heard of any growing down here.
If you want to...
Cowpeas grow down here.
To get them out of the pods, you say you have to...
Yeah. What do you call that now?
Well, cowpeas, you have to do what with them? You gotta
skin them.
Skin them. What do you make?
I don't eat much cowpeas, honey. What's that? Body falling down.
What do you make a jack-o'-lantern out of? You know what?
Jack-o'-lantern?
Yeah, those orange things, you know? You'd make them a pie out of these at Thanksgiving, or?
Oh, they come from Japan. They're made of paper.
This was a kind of vegetable that would grow on a tree, you know, and they'd cut eyes out of it and it would grow on a vine. You'd cut eyes out of it at Halloween and make a jack-o'-lantern.
Oh, the pumpkin.
Yeah.
It's a vegetable.
What about that little small yellow crookneck vegetable?
A squash. Is it white squash and yellow squash?
And then what kind of melons do you know about?
Watermelon and these other kind of melons, them yellow things.
Yeah.
Some pink sometime from California inside. Mushmelon or cantaloupe. There's cantaloupe and there's mushmelon. There's a real difference in them. The mushmelon is larger, I believe, the cantaloupe. We like the mushmelon down here.
Okay. Now these little small kind of umbrella-shaped things will come up after a rain, they'll come up.
Mushrooms.
What about the kinds you can't eat, you say they're?
Poison.
Yeah, they're called, do you have a name for
that? The squirrel eat mushrooms. I don't know if it's the poison kind or what.
Yeah. Now, on the table to season food, you'd have just what?
Salt, pepper, all kind of pepper. Some hotter than others, Mexican, cayenne pepper.
Okay. What do you call the sweet spread that you would make by boiling sugar and the juice of, say, apples? You put it up.
Well, you got a different name. You say you could say apple cake or peach cake or some kind of fruit bread. You can put different fruits in it.
Would you ever make something that you would pour? You know, you put these in jars. Jams or
oh yeah, it's jars, it's jams, it's preserves the whole fruit, and the jam is the pulp beat up, you know. I guess that half ripe or overripe.
Okay, what about just the juice of the fruit? That would be called what?
Well, fruit juice, prune juice, or apple juice. You can buy that in bottles.
What would you make out of that? You might make
drink it mostly.
Jelly.
You could use it in your preserving, I guess.
When you eat, say, out at a restaurant, they'll bring you what to eat? Say, well, with your toast, they'll bring you a little thing of, what else?
They give you garlic bread sometimes. That's a French bread dipped in...
You ever eaten jelly?
Yeah, you have that.
What?
Well, it's mint jelly. You serve that with lamb.
Uh-huh.
Or you have grape jelly. You can serve with turkey or anything. Whatever you care to eat.
Okay. Now, what would you eat over, when you made a batter up in the morning, you'd make what, a batter and make up some what?
We make pancakes or we make biscuits down here.
Okay. What would you pour over pancakes sometimes?
Syrup
or?
Molasses.
What's the difference between the two?
Well, syrup's is the end of the sugar, I believe, when it's going down, when all the sorghum and all that molasses is a heavy, thick syrup. I like the light syrup better.
But molasses is really...
It's heavy.
Yeah. But something you might say, it's not imitation maple syrup, it's
pure.
It's
awful weak, dude. It's watery.